This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies are back. Oh no. This time with Michael Bay involved. If you were hoping for Marvel Studios to come back with like an Iron Man or Winter Soldier, Captain America, Guardians of the Galaxy type joie de vivre, to basically take something made for kids and really made for adults but masquerading as kids. See, comic books always provided the most subversive materials, the way R. Crumb worked in them. That's why, you know, you see like sexual barriers, sexuality, you saw racial issues, you saw everything being played out in comics because nobody really took comics seriously as literature, so you could have really radical subversive themes. You could have people, and you could also make people aliens and play out social issues of the time in a non-threatening way. You could play out McCarthyism but turn the characters into aliens, and you know, you could have your heroes be journalists like, you know, Peter Parker. You could, you know, in a time when people were witch hunting. So you could really do a lot. What Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did was come out in the 80s and kind of make fun of pop culture during the pop culture explosion. So what this movie really is a parody of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, unfortunately, masquerading as a movie. Basically, it parodies the Michael Bay movies, which is to say it makes movies for kids when they should be made for adults. That's what Marvel does. That's what Bugs Bunny with the Merry Melodies did. They made their cartoons very smart, and then the kids got it because they're smarter. The audience was always smarter than people gave them credit for. This is just a lot of fart jokes with Megan Fox's beautiful body and face next to them, and maybe a video game fight sequence like a Tekken 2 or Street Fighter sequence with like a Transformer-like creature fighting off the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One by one. It includes such great dialogue as, hey, you're a mutant teenage turtle ninja. Things like that. Basically, this is one of the world's worst Pizza Hut advertisements. Or it could just be one long Super Bowl ad. But I guess it's a movie, which is unfortunate for people that actually enjoyed the comic, which made fun of other comics.